Good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful sun-filled day here. We haven't had many of those. Started yesterday. We'll take it. Hopefully it'll warm up some more as well. We do have time now for parish notices. One piece I do want to share with you at this time. The Hymn of Promise, our second hymn, is not on page 420. It's on 707. So in your bulletin, if you take a look at that, it says 420. It's actually 707. Are there any other parish notices to come forth?
The Easter Lily order forms, if you want them, there's some out in the vestibule. I forgot to say anything to Jean, so they were in yet last week's bulletin. But if you want to order an Easter Lily, they're out in the vestibule on the table.
Thank you, Laura. Yes.
I would just like to say thank you to a successful girls' night out for the Conway United Methodist Women. I want to say a special thanks to Ann Stewart. She was instrumental in being my support and whatever I needed, wherever I needed to go, whatever. She and Charlie were instrumental in getting us heat in the building. We had no heat on Thursday night. But Charlie and Annie got that taken care of, so we had heat. Everybody that volunteered and helped and stayed and cleaned up, everybody that brought food, it was awesome. We figure there was probably over 100 people, and we had 29 vendors. So we had a great time, and I just wanted to say thank you. It makes me smile that we were able to fellowship and have a good time with friends and family.
Thank you, Vicki. Any other parish notices? Let us prepare our hearts for morning worship.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of life, present and promised, you are the one to whom we call. For you are the one who hears, and you are the one who acts, bringing us new life with your grace and love and power. Lead us in our time of worship that we may be prepared to follow your lead in places where life is at risk, places where hope seems far away, places where dreams die during sleep. When we leave these walls, help us live the teachings we proclaim within this place of worship. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please join me in the call to worship. Coming from places that have seen better days.
God bids us to celebrate this day, a day full of new possibilities.
Coming with our breath taken away by grief.
The Holy Spirit breathes new life within us, renewing our connection with God and with one another.
Coming to worship seeking a hope that will endure. Let us join together in our opening hymn, hymn number 419, I Am Thine, O Lord.
I am Thine, O Lord, 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 I am Thine
and the passing of the peace.
We invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Let's Max? You think maybe Max? Does Dad want to come down with him, or Mama? Max, you want to carry the mic for me? Max? You want to carry the mic for me later? He's scared. But yeah, that's all right. Mahaley? Yeah. All right. Well, good morning to you, children. I had a chicken bone set aside, and I don't know whether my dog Charlie found that. Mother, you might want to check on the talk when we get home. So much for my children's illustration. Well, at any rate, here, if you just take your finger, can you feel in there that you feel the bone? You feel the bone? You know, I'm happy for bones. We should all be happy for bones. Bones, you know, they not just working in our fingers, but in our legs and our arms. They help us to get around. And of course, not just the bones alone. Then you've got to have the muscles and the sinews to cover the bones. And then you've got to have all the arteries and the veins and the flesh and all that. All that's necessary to live. And even that isn't enough. The Bible says to really live. You want to have the Spirit of God within your heart. God made your soul, and the Spirit of the Creator wants to take His rightful place in your heart. So what we're going to do here in a moment, we're going to pray to the Lord, and we're going to ask Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, to live in our hearts. And that way, you're going to know life, you're going to know life to the fullest, and you're going to have life for all eternity. And that life is going to also help boys and girls around you. When Jesus lives within you, all sorts of wonderful things are going to happen. Love is going to grow in that heart of yours. And that love is going to spill out in all sorts of works of love for the good people around you. So let's go to the Lord now. Make a circle on this day. And we will ask the Lord to come into our hearts. Heavenly Father, we ask that the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, we invite that Spirit into our hearts, O Lord. You made those hearts. They're yours. So we want you now to take your rightful place. Live within us, Lord God. Lead, guide, and direct us so that we can bring blessings to boys and girls around us. All in the name of Jesus we pray, and for His glory. Amen. Now, we've got our treats right here. Allison, you want to help me? You want to help me start passing? Well, that's right. They'll want to pick. I keep forgetting about that. They'll want to pick their selections. Allison's going to help me. You just reach in there and get you two. Do we have any visitors today? Any visitors? Well, you know the drill. You go ahead and get two, and then you'll hand one to somebody else, and you'll tell them about that love of Jesus. That's a witness. Everybody appreciates a good witness. Isn't this a beautiful day? Take a look at the sunlight in those windows. And by the way, maybe I'll kind of start the joys early. I am just one of the happiest souls. Larry, we had a great time, didn't we? Ashley, we had a wonderful time last night. We were at the wedding of Tyler and Elizabeth Gibson, and that was surely a blessed affair. So there's a real song in my heart today. We rejoice for them. Very good, very good. Now, Allison, thank you. Thank you for helping Greg out. And you may return to your pews, and Mahalie's going to help us. Going to carry the microphone for us. Well, sure you can, yeah. Yeah, you. We like team ministry. I appreciate being in team ministry. I'm going to be leaning on Brother Dave here this morning. I love team ministry. So we got team ministry here. If you're a visitor, we want to welcome you. We want to extend further hospitality to you. There are visitors' cards stuffed in the pews. If you take a moment, fill that out when the ushers come by here in a little bit. Just drop it in the offering plate. And if you elect to put your phone number on there, I'm going to get you a call back, because they always make sure I get those cards. Now, this portion of the service is called the Joys and Concerns, and that's why we've got the young ladies up here with the microphone. If you have a joy, for instance, a birthday announcement, wedding anniversary, or perhaps a testimony of how the Lord is giving you strength right now on the journey, you want to witness to that, you just raise your hand for that joy. It could be a concern. Maybe somebody you love is sick. You want to alert us to that need. Lift them up in prayer. Joys or concerns, raise your hands. Keep them up high. So that our team here can see you. Keep your hands up high. Joys or concerns?
First, I want to thank Vicki for all her hard work and everybody else for the girls' night out. It was a great time. And also, last night we was at the dinner theater for the swing choir, and I want to thank everybody there. And if you get a chance to go, it's a nice dinner and wonderful entertainment, and we was home by 9 o'clock, so it was wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful testimonies, joys. Thank you very much. Thanks, Karen. Any other joys or concerns? I see a hand over here. I see Dave.
I got like a little joy and also a testimony. I was taking this young lady, she was 19 years old, to a doctor's appointment this week, and she had her headphones on, you know, and
yeah,
and I was sitting there, you know, and driving, and she was, all of a sudden, she started humming and singing, and she was singing gospel music. So I asked her, I said, "Do you like gospel music?" She says, "Yep, I sure do." So I just happened to slip my Trinity disc in, and she really loved that there disc. And she was just so happy sitting there and clapping to it and everything. And that really surprised me because, you know, I don't open up or start anything. I let, you know, the other one start it when I did.
Understand that, yes.
Because I can't do it on account
of
company.
There's a protocol, sure.
And, it was just a joy, and we talked and everything all the way back and everything from the run, and it was just a joyful experience for me, and that's just how the Lord's been working with me here lately.
Dave, you remind me of that scripture, wait upon the Lord, that as the commentaries always remind us, that's not passive waiting, it's active waiting. And you're ready, aren't you, buddy, when you get that opportunity. Thank you, Brother Dave. Thank you. Any other joys or concerns? Joys or concerns? I see right up here. I got Lynn. Right up here, we have Lynn. Thank you, girls.
I'd like you to add Sharon Hyatt to your prayers. She let me know this weekend at our girls' night out that she will know Thursday whether she's on the lung transplant list. So it's, you know, she's getting at a time where she's ready for that. So she's patiently waiting. So let's lift her up in prayer. We told her we would. So
thank you, Lynn. Yes, wow. Yes, very, very, very urgent need there.
I'd like to welcome Bob and Phyllis back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, daughter. Thank you. And yeah, raise a cheer. Raise a cheer. Thanks, Vicki. And I am remiss, Phyllis and Bob. I meant to do that myself. Yes, Delta. God bless you, Delta. God bless. Continue to remember Delta's mother. Thank you, guys. Yeah, yeah. Good. Well done. Well done. Any other joys or concerns? Can we show? I'm sorry, Larry. Go ahead. Go ahead. Bless you, Larry. But Tuesday's the birthday then. God bless you, son. Thank you for lifting mother up. Any other, I don't mean to squelch the spirit, any other joys or concerns? Any others? Can we give an appreciation for these servants here? Bless you. Bless you, girls. Thank you. You did a good job. Did a good job. Precious. Let us turn to the Lord in silent prayer. Lord God, in a field where life had been poured out, in a valley of dry bones, your prophet Ezekiel promised the outpouring of your spirit. At this table this morning, in a cup poured out, in the bread broken, Jesus promises new life in your kingdom, Lord God. Therefore, we accept his invitation. We come to the table this morning to remember the price that has been paid for our redemption through Jesus. And also, we gather at your table, Lord, to renew our hope. Deepen our faith, Father, as we lift up from our hearts the prayer which Christ has invited us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We're going to stand for him a promise. And again, as David has pointed out here, rightly corrected that to 707, hymn number 707, hymn of promise. Let us stand and join together in this beautiful hymn. Please be seated. Now we turn to a passage of Scripture, one of the suggested Bible lessons for this Sunday preceding Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday. And this is a memorable text, and we were just sharing with our children about bones, and here is that word of the Lord through his prophet Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, verses 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them, and there were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. And he said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." And then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. For thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I had been commanded. And as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. And then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal. Say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live." And I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came unto them, and they lived, and stood on their feet a vast multitude. And then he said to me, "Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, we are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you on your own soil. And then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." May God add the blessing of his Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word. Thank you. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, choir. A Catholic priest working in an inner city parish was walking down an alley one evening on his way home when suddenly walking down that same alley behind him came a young man who thrust a knife into the priest's back. "Give me your money," the young man shouted. Well, the poor priest had to undo his jacket, you know, open it up in order to get in and reach into an inner pocket to pull out his wallet, and thus exposed his clerical collar. "Oh, I'm sorry, Father," said the young man. "I didn't see your collar. I don't want your money." Well, still shaking from the scare, the poor priest, now relieved at least, reached into his shirt pocket this time, pulled out a cigar. Good-naturedly, he offered it first to the young man who was about to rob him. He said, "Son, would you like a cigar?" "Oh, no, I can't do that, Father. I gave them up for Lent." Something wrong with that picture, isn't it? Something wrong with that picture. Well, now, we do practice that spiritual discipline. And by the way, it's a good spiritual discipline, because in sacrificing, we are remembering, just this whole beautiful anthem that you just lifted up, Professor, we are remembering the sacrifice of the Savior in order to purchase our redemption. So it is a good discipline. But you know, quite paradoxically, this journey of Lent is not so much about what we give up. Rather, it's about what we gain from the loving Creator who brought us into this world and wants to continue to sustain us with His blessed Spirit. "And the hand of the Lord came upon me, and He brought me up by the Spirit of the Lord, and He set me down in the middle of a valley, and it was full of bones. And He led me all around them," said Ezekiel. "And there were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. And He said to me, 'Mortal, can these bones live again?' And I answered, 'O Lord God, O sovereign God, You alone know.' And then He said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones and say, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. For thus saith the Lord God, I will breathe my breath into you, and you shall live again.'" What a wonderful, gracious word this was. This is at the time of the Babylonian exile, roughly 586 BC, thereabouts, circa. And the people are devastated. They feel they are cut off. They feel that there's utterly no hope. You know, you want to kill a people? You want to kill them? Take away their hope. They could still be walking around in the flesh with bones and sinew. But take away hope, and that people is dead. Well, that is what had happened with Israel. They had lost their hope. They felt they were cut off from God. They were like dry bones. You ever have days like that where you just feel like dry bones, you know? You ever feel that way? I think we all do, don't we? Surely we do. If you're mortal. But then the Lord says, "Prophesy to these bones, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. For thus says the Lord God, I will breathe my breath into you, and you shall live again." To live again! That's the hope you'll always have, that God will never forsake us. We will never be cut off from God, and the promise and the hope, therefore, is a blessed assurance, because it's in Jesus Christ who paid the price that we will never be cut off from God. What a comfort it is, because you never know in what situation you're going to find yourself. Philip Yancey wrote in Christianity Today some time back about a conversation that he had with a young man named Mike who works among the homeless. And Yancey learned something that day. And of course, Larry, you got this wonderful mission you all, Charlie and all of you are doing, you know, for the Fort Wayne Rescue Mission and the homeless. And it is very, very timely, therefore, when I ran across this this witness. And so Philip Yancey said he learned a great deal about the homeless from Mike. And Mike taught him the homeless having hit bottom don't waste their time trying to build up an image or trying to conform. And they pray without pretense, a refreshing contrast, Mike said, to what he found in some of our churches sadly. Well, Yancey said, well, can you give me an illustration of what you're talking about there? Sure, he says. For instance, he says, one day, my buddy and I were playing guitars in a homeless shelter. We were lifting up the hymn, Linda, they were lifting up the hymn, "As the deer panteth for the water." Suddenly, he said, David, one of the homeless men that we knew, broke down crying. He was weeping. And he called out, and he says, David calls out, this homeless man calls out, "That's what I want." With tears streaming down his cheeks, he says, "I want that water because I'm an alcoholic. And I want to be healed. And I want to live again." That blessed hope resides in a Savior who makes it possible. My singers years ago were out of Chicago. We were a cross-cultural group. The Loomis brothers, Rick and Steve Loomis, African Americans, were my singers. They worked for Joe Walsh, who went on to be in the Eagles. He's finally retiring from the Eagles. So I've kind of kept up with Joe's career over the years. I never got to talk to him, Susie, never did. But they loved him. They say he was a super, super guy. But he had an Achilles heel. He was an alcoholic. And Joe was a working alcoholic. Every time I did see him on stage, he was plastered. And he never missed a single lick. He never missed a cue. Kind of like that time when George Jones, right, with Bob Richards, and they said to Brian and Bob Richards, "We want you to help George Jones." They were at Buck Lake, and Brian said, "Coach, you want us to play for George Jones? No, fellas. Actually, we want you to lift him up onto the stage because he was plastered, Kevin." And Brian said he never missed a lick. He never missed a lyric. So it is with the working alcoholic. And Joe was about to die, honestly. His daughter gave a testimony here not too long ago. Joe found help. You know where he found the help? God. He went the old 12-step program of AA, the power greater than yourself. God. And he found in God the strength to do that which he could not do. He found a healing, and now one day at a time. And that's that song, you Eagles fans, one day at a time. That's how that song came to be. One day at a time. Every day Joe finds that strength in God, in the breath of the Lord that will breathe within us to give us new life. And you don't have to be an alcoholic, okay? We all yearn for that. That we all have that same need in the journey, the need for life, that life we will only find in God. I've shared with you before, Mary Moyer, down on the Ohio River, Moyer's Vineyard and Restaurant. Rosemary Clooney was one of her regular clients. Rosemary would bring her brother, Nick Clooney, and his wife, and the family, George Clooney being the son. Dr. Heimlich was there one day when I was there with Mary for a party. Laura and I were invited to a party, Dick. And Dr. Heimlich, the Heimlich maneuver, he was there. It was a who's who of Greater Cincinnati. And yet with all that clout, right, with all that facade, I'll never forget, therefore, far more significantly, when Mary Moyer came to that church down on 8th Street in Manchester, Ohio, at United Methodist Church. Service was concluded, Mary Ann, and she says to me, "Greg, can I just have a word with you before we all go to our Sunday school class?" And there was something so different about her countenance. And I said, "Well, sure, Mary." And I'll never forget it, Dick, as long. Now imagine all the stars. She hobnobbed, elbowed with the stars. She says to me, "Gregory, when I got up this morning, I was an empty shell. But here in the house of the Lord, sharing the hymns with sisters and brothers of the faith, sharing the prayers, receiving the proclamation of the Word of God, oh, Gregory," and she had tears now in her eyes. She says, "Oh, Gregory, I am so, so thankful to God that I came, because now I am filled again. Now I'm alive." And the Lord God says to his prophet Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. For thus saith the Lord God, I will breathe my breath into you, and you shall live again. We shall live again. We shall live fully. We shall live for all eternity. For God put on flesh and bone and walked among us in the night in which we betrayed him with our sin. Jesus gratefully lifted the bread, and when he gave thanks, he broke it and he gave it to the disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink all of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The form of communion this morning is the altar-style communion. You will be assisted. And by the way, if you're a visitor, we want you to relax. Hospitality. This church is all about hospitality in Christ. These ushers will help you come down here to the altar. Some of us have a physical condition where we cannot physically bow, but we've always said that it's not physical posture, but rather the posture of one's heart and soul that the Lord cares about. So you remain standing if you need to, but the ushers will help you, and they will get you down here, and they'll get you right back to your pew. So we want you to relax. So at this time, I'm going to have Dave come forward. I'm going to invite the ushers to come to prepare us for the Lord's Supper. And the body of Christ. And the blood of Christ. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. And now, Lord God, sovereign Lord, breathe your spirit into us that we may fully live and fully serve you. To your glory, Father, we pray. Amen. Thank you. body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance. Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children of faith, Jesus has said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Go now in peace, and may the bread of heaven nourish your souls unto everlasting life. Amen. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children of faith, Jesus promises, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, they will be saved. They will go in and out and find pasture. Go now in peace, and in his service, may you find perfect freedom. Amen. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children of faith, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Go now in peace, and may the light of the world shine upon your pathways and in your hearts forever. Amen. the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children of faith, Jesus has said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Go now in peace, and may you ever walk in the way of life and truth. Amen. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children of faith, Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so demonstrate that you are my disciples. Go now in peace, and may the glory of your lives be the fruits of his Spirit. Amen. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your souls and bodies unto everlasting life. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Children of faith, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, and I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, so there shall be one flock.